98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim.
Keim time.
With Burns and Gambo. Presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
Welcome back to Burns and Gambo Show here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And as we do every single Friday at 3 o'clock, it's our chance to talk Cardinals football with the general manager of the 6-0 Arizona Cardinals, Steve Keim. He joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Great to be on.
Well, first off, let's get an update on how you feel. And we, you know, a little bit of an outbreak with the team with COVID. You came down with it. Obviously, we got that news last week. So we just want to check. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Yeah, I feel feel really good. Knocked me down for a few days. And basically, from what I understand, you know, being vaccinated certainly helps in that situation. But really feel good right now. And got through the tough parts of it, and just getting ready to try to hopefully clear protocols in the next few days, and feel like I'm pretty close.
Yeah, can't keep those Pennsylvania offensive linemen down for long, can you?
No, man. Shoot, it's you know, all that those good casseroles and stuff growing up certainly buffered some of it, I think.
So just as a matter of a clarification, since you just said it, you technically, officially have not cleared protocols yet. You're still waiting for that kind of final seal of approval before you're all the way back?
Correct, yeah. And again, I think we're, you know, in the home stretch right now, and just waiting, and I would say the next 24 to 48 hours.
It wasn't just you, obviously. It was Cliff Kingsbury, and it was Cam Turner, and it was a couple of the players. Saw Chandler Jones is back today. From afar, since you were from afar like a lot of the guys were, what was your feeling on how your team performed with all of that kind of added burden going into last weekend?
Well, you know, again, really proud of the group, and not only the players, but the coaching staff as well. I thought they had a great plan and certainly executed it well. But, you know, again, the leadership that we have on this team is second to none. And, you know, it starts with guys like JJ and Hop and Kyler and A.J. Green, obviously Rodney Hudson, who has not played or did not play last week. But guys like that, you know, when you have players with that mentality in your locker room, just that confidence sort of permeates throughout the building. And again, you know, being 6-0 and having the success we've had so far in the season says a lot about those guys and our coaching staff as well.
Was it a mad scramble to figure out how you were going to replace, you know, some coaches on the staff for that game last week against Cleveland, or are those plans put in place beforehand?
Yeah, I think that that's something that every head coach has to think through, and every organization, really. You know, it's no different from having a ready list with players. You know, if you have a coach that goes down or has, you know, some issues, particularly with the COVID situation right now, you have to have a plan in place. And obviously, Vance Joseph, Jeff Rogers, our assistant head coach, Sean Kugler, and obviously Spencer Whipple did a great job. Those guys were well prepared. And, you know, again, you know, the fact that Vance has been a head coach before, Jeff Rogers has a wealth of experience. Sean Kugler, in my opinion, is one of the best in the league. And again, you know, Spencer Whipple is a young guy that had gotten an opportunity, but certainly made the most of it. And he is a guy that, again, really proud of him. I've known his dad for a long time. You know, his dad was a longtime coach. In fact, when I signed Marcel Shipp as a free agent, that's when I first met his dad at the University of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's crazy. Given how it impacted you, how much were you able to be involved when it all kind of came down like that on Friday afternoon in terms of the delineation of responsibilities and who was going to do what? Were you involved with that at all, or could you be?
Yeah, of course. You know, having conversations with Michael Bidwell and Cliff and the coaching staff, you know, the one thing that's maybe a positive about COVID, if there's anything that you can think of, is our ability to, you know, do things virtually. And that's the one positive, is we've learned a lot about the virtual world, that we've been able to conduct business and business as usual, whether it's with meetings and different things like that, to feel like you're still right there, sort of in the fray of things. But, you know, we have a lot of good people in this organization, a lot of truly talented people that you can lean on when situations like this arise. So, again, very proud of the organization and the way we've handled it.
Well, we missed you last Friday. Obviously, we were going to talk at that time about the big trade that you pulled in getting Zach Ertz in a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll talk about that now. I mean, you had Max Williams, a big part of this team, go down with the season-ending injury. Take us through that, the steps in the process of you signed a guy from to the practice squad, and then you make the trade for Ertz. Take us through your thought process on making that deal.
Yeah, and really unfortunate for Max. I know we all have love what he brings to the table in terms of his leadership and the kind of guy he is in the locker room. You know, our players, when he got hurt, it says a lot about who he is, the way they responded. But, you know, we felt like we had to make a move, and to have the opportunity to acquire a guy like Zach Ertz and, you know, what he's done in this league is, to me, a great opportunity for us. And, you know, talking to Howie Roseman and, you know, and then talking it through with Michael Bidwell to have his support, you know, just shows you what, you know, ownership means to us and how supportive he was in making this move, you know, to being 6-0 and saying, hey, let's go get another piece. Let's be aggressive. And let's add a guy that not only, you know, does a lot for us on the field, whether it's, you know, schematically creating mismatches in the passing game, helping us in the run game, but a guy that, you know, really fits in our locker room, you know, sort of follows what we've done with guys like J.J. Hudson and A.J. Green, you know, really good, strong character guys that are also still playing good football.
I had a few players tell me that it's just huge, the message it sends to that locker room. You've got a team that's undefeated. You're trying to win it all. You have a key player go down, and you go out and you get Zach Ertz, you know, one of the better tight ends in the league, and you make the trade, and you give up the assets to get him. Just give me your thoughts on the message that it sent to your players.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the one thing as a general manager that you have to keep in mind is, you know, after the team is built and after the 53 is put together in late August and early September, you know, you don't have a lot of chances other than, you know, small decisions to affect the team because it's put in place for the most part. But here's an opportunity that arises from time to time, especially the situation we were in at 6-0 with a very talented team that I think has a chance to do special things this year. And it was a chance to instill confidence in the locker room that, you know, the people upstairs and the personnel department, the coaching staff and ownership are willing to do things to help the team and just instills, again, that confidence in that group that as an organization we're willing to do whatever it takes to put a championship team on the field. And hopefully that is a sign for our fans as well, because we're awfully proud of the things we've accomplished so far. Know there's a lot of football to be played, and that's a strong reason that we made that decision.
Steve Keim, general manager of the Cardinals, our guest here, as he is every Friday at 3 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. An unusual, at least it seemed unusual, set of circumstances, Zach taking the field on that Thursday night game, knowing that that was his last game. Was that kind of a hold-your-breath kind of 3 hours, knowing what might have been on the line for you and him and them and everybody going into that game?
Yeah, you know, and I think it was a very similar situation when we traded for Marcus Golden. I think he played on a Thursday night right before, you know, we traded for him as well. I remember calling him on a Friday, I believe it was, to tell him, you know, we had traded for him, and he was asleep. So it was hard to get a hold of him because he was so tired from the game the night before. But, you know, those situations are tough. You know, when you play on a Thursday night, it puts the trading team in a tough position. But, you know, really excited that we were able to acquire him, just like Marcus. You know, guys that we think can come in and contribute right away. And there's no doubt, you know, during that game, and especially when he scored a touchdown, I was awfully excited, not only for him, especially to go out that way, because I know Philly is a special place to Zach, but for their fans as well, to be able to, you know, sort of celebrate with him, you know, as one.
Trade deadline's coming up in a couple of weeks. You already pulled off the one big deal. Cornerback, defensive line, do you see yourself continuing to be aggressive and adding to this roster?
Yeah, I think we'd be foolish not to at least entertain any opportunity that comes up. So we'll continue to work the phones, and if there is an opportunity, Gambo, that presents itself, you know, we'll certainly be interested. Anything we can do to improve this roster, I think that we'd, again, be foolish not to address it.
You go into this game against the Houston Texans. From your perspective, how much do you think this one means to Hop? How much do you think this one means to JJ?
Well, you know, I think it would be easy to say this is just any other game, but, you know, that would not be accurate in my opinion, and I certainly don't want to say something that isn't the truth. I mean, obviously, Houston is a special place to both those guys, so I don't think there's a lot of animosity, yet at the same time, anytime you're playing the team that drafted you and that you had a lot of success for, especially individually, both those guys were great players there. And I know the fans still love them. I know that, again, both those guys, as much as I know they'd like to beat the Texans, Houston is a very special place in both their hearts.
Hey, we're glad you're feeling better. Hope you can get out there to the game on Sunday. And glad that the team's starting to break away from this COVID outbreak.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon.